you. We're about to hear three really awesome performances. They're all going to be like in the style of Americana. First, we're going to hear some really cool toy piano duets, followed by the world premiere of the Beatitudes by Anthony Barese. And then we're going to hear some barbershop quartet music. So it'll be, honestly, the best way to celebrate our country. You know, some aggressive jabbing at our president, some barbershop music. You know, what can go wrong? Just some housekeeping things. I have a case of beer, if anyone would like that. Please feel free to partake. I'm cradling it like a baby, as I should. Also, we're gonna be taking some breaks in between each piece, which is important because Aaron, our lovely provider of our space here at Nightcap, has an
Aaron.
Yeah! Delicious strawberry peach pie and an apple pie.
What?
So you should, yeah, absolutely. So during one of our several breaks, grab a slice of pie because America. We are an organization run on donations. If you are able to give, it would mean the world to us. Purely by donations have we been able to put on this concert series. So if you're able to give, it is literally everything. And I won't go on too much about that. So let's get started with some toy piano duets by Jonathan Panow and Kelly Sheehan.
Hey guys, we are the Plucking Plunkers, and we're going to be bringing you a selection of Americana toy piano today. But the first piece we're playing, we commissioned from a good friend of ours, Stephen Boy, and what do you have to say about it?
It's very quiet, so listen to it.
He's really, really into silences, so there's going to be a lot of that in between the coffee grinding. Anyway, what was the piece of it? The title is a bunch of hieroglyphics.
It has, it's six interacting sketches for two toy pianos.
Thank you.
What was that one called again? Oh, it was for
Six Intersected Sketches. Two Toy Pianos. Next beat.
Oh no.
Oh. I'm really sad, actually. I gotta fix that.
Oh well.
The next piece is a piece that I wrote called How Do I Get This Damn Music Machine Working? It's based on some improvisations that I did with. I recently acquired this new toy piano from some guy off Craigslist, and it was absolutely. I was playing around on it and found that it was really, really hard to make the keys go down silently and then bring them back up. So then I decided I'm going to write a piece based on the flaw of the toy piano itself. And so, this is How Do I Get This Damn Thing Working? With possible page falling out. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, not the effects, but like the partials achieved there. It's
that high note.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just part of the natural.
That's really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's like 15, 17 hertz or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So the other one is like 1300 hertz. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. Yeah, it's really fun.
So the reason we got this group started was because we both had toy pianos and we're like, we should improvise sometime. So and then we decided to start this group. But we have a website, pluckyplunkers.com, and I think we're gonna make a Facebook page eventually.
Eventually.
We'll get there when we get there. But anyway, this last thing will be an improvisation between us. Sure.
We can hear you pretty well before you went on this mic. What about toy pianos drew you both to them?
I guess so. Personally, for me, I like really cute little toys and things like that. I'm like, it affects like my composition even in the other stuff that I do. Like, well, I wrote like my master's thesis involved like having a toy piano cadenza. Actually, the pianist who played it is here, and he had to do a toy piano cadenza. But Stephen Ewell. Yeah. But for me, I like collecting like auxiliary instruments and like little things. Like I have gongs and all this other miscellaneous crap, and I just like to play with it. And I just toy piano is personal for me. So yeah.
I really respect the sound world. There's a lot to do with it. Like my piece where I was analyzing the upper spectrum of like the series, the time partials. And then also you get the lower keys, and then you get the resonating chamber. Like, there's just a lot you can do with it that I think is really unexplored.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to explore those things, so that's what really drew me to it.
Yeah, that's kind of one of my curiosities too, is how much of, when you're writing for toy piano, especially because you both are composers, you know, how long would you say you spent figuring out the instrument? I know that obviously your piece is very like involved with figuring out how the instrument works first. But I think both are very interesting pieces of music on their own, but are also really informative about specifically the instrument that you're working with. So I'm just kind of, as far as what a question is, I don't know. but you know, kind of like, I guess I'm just curious, you know, how much time, when you, as a person who works with new music type things and with sound type scapes, how much time do you spend really fleshing out what these instruments can do before you feel good about putting something to paper?
I spent a lot of time on it. That was the second piece that I wrote for the song.
Yeah.
I spent a lot more time on that than I did the first one. Just because I felt like there was just a lot that could go into it. But in terms of like overall time, for me personally, it's difficult because it's a piece, it's different from composing something and not performing it.
Yeah.
There's a different expectation. If I'm for the toy piano, I'm probably gonna be the one performing it if I'm writing it. So there's it's a lot more involved for me because I can't just set it aside after I write it. Which I'm really good at. I can just set something aside and let it live outside of me. But then when I wrote this piece, I had to take in consideration what I'm personally able to perform. So it was a lot different of a process.
I guess when I was like writing this piece, well, because I agree with you that I think there's just a lot of unexplored territory with the toy piano, and I'm hoping to get into electronics next, actually, because I was inspired by her piece. But it was a lot of like every piano is kind of different in its own way. Like these three instruments have very different sounds, even though they're. There's toy pianos, but like each one has its own like, you know, distinct personality and kind of like different traits. Like for example, like the fault in this one, or not necessarily a fault, but just the fact that like for me, it was putting it down was a lot harder to do. And then the rise up action was a lot louder than the other one on this one when I did silent key and then lifted it up. It's totally different like sound that happens on the when the key rises again. So that was very interesting for me to deal with while writing this piece, is just like the little tiny like subtleties of every timbre that you could get from the two different pianos that I have. Because the red one I have is like a little more new.
Yeah.
And, but it's a smaller one, and this one is like from the 80s or something. So like these ones have aged differently over time. So it was really fun to just kind of explore the different possibilities
right.
for these two pianos to link together eventually. And I thought about a lot of the sounds I was thinking about were like kind of like a little tape cassette player going and like you were rewinding it mm-hmm. and then going forward. So that was the image that I had in my head while writing the piece. So that's like, so what I was doing then was like, what are all the different sounds that I can kind of get out of this that replicate like a tape recorder, like going back and forth. So that's what a lot of what I was like focusing, like what are all the little varieties I can get while writing this piece in particular.
And he's actually another thing, going off of him, the thing that inspired me about mine was this, like, note that goes off our partials aren't the same as either of his two.
Yeah.
Because we would be together and we would be playing something and the ringing, like, when I would play a chord, like, the parts that were lingering were always different between our two. So if my piano was actually sort of tailored, or my piece is actually tailored for only this piano.
Right.
It probably wouldn't be as good, or maybe it would be even better on one ground piece. That's sort of like an interesting thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, when you're composing for an instrument that is not as like finely tuned as like a normal piano or a violin or something, is your compositional approach different when you're dealing with an instrument like toy piano that has such a variety of like sounds and timbres and stuff like that?
Not necessarily. I kind of, when I write for really any instrument, I'm curious about all the possibilities of that instrument in itself, so I'm going to work with a performer. In this case, I'm just doing this myself, so I'm just knocking around and having fun. But normally I'd like to meet with performers and discuss possibilities and like, can you do this, can you do that, what are the different timbres we can get from these varieties. So I kind of just like approach it in the same way that I do anything. This one had a little more theatrics though, and I'm like, with my like very amateur acting skills, I worked with this piece myself, but it's fun for me to play and it's like enjoyable to like, it's fun for me to have this, but yeah,
cool.
It's
yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, my only other question was, are there like things that someone else might view as setbacks with a piano, or maybe something that with a toy piano rather? Are there things that you like when you first were playing with it, you were like, oh, this is wrong, but then you ended up using it in the piece because it made a specific sound or it did something unique in that way? Like, if that makes sense.
So if there was like a flaw with the instrument?
Yeah.
Or, well, I guess I answered that question like 3 questions ago with the whole.
Yeah.
At least for that one, but other than that. I mean, the tuning on this is fine. It works out fine. I want to get another toy piano one day to start manipulating the tuning on the metal and stuff, but with these, I'm like too afraid
right.
to touch them right now.
Yeah.
But this, like the red one, I can't get inside. But this one, I can get inside. Like you see the bars, like those
right.
are the hammers. So I could get in potentially on this one and start doing different tunings. But next, another toy piano that's cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think more people should write for the joint piano. I think there's a lot of possibilities that it's a very overlooked instrument, and I think that's another reason we started, because we see a lot of potential with it, and we would like to get more people to write for it.
So composers, hit us up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
we'll
talk.
We'll have a Facebook soon.
We'll have a Facebook and you can message us.
So this has been a Scott B. Magazine concert for those that have just come in. If you want to check out their website, I just posted it on our page, Scott B. Magazine on Facebook. Thank you again so much, Jonathan Hanau and Kelly Sheehan.
Yay!